Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening on PGN. It's Tuesday night, and this is Deborah here with you. And I'm glad to be here. I'm glad that you're here. And I'm glad that we're gathered in one accord and one place, bringing our faith before the presence of the Lord and opening up the Word, opening up prayer and the Spirit of God, and to join us and to minister by the power of the Holy Spirit. Excuse me. So thank you again for those who are streaming, those who are called in and want ministry. I just want to remind you, not only are we here to pray with you, we want to pray for you as well. So if I open up your prayer line and I minister to you and just prophetic prayer and you have a prayer request, when you give me your name too, if you could just remind me if we happen to know, I don't know that tonight that we'll have as many callers, but when there are callers that I know that are calling for prayer, it's my heart to reach them before the time duration is up to pray for them, to minister to them, because I know if I was waiting and I wanted prayer, I would certainly have the hope that I would be reached before the end of the duration. But if you do have a prayer request, when you give me your name, just let me know at the beginning that additionally that you do have a prayer request that you will be, or just remind me if I don't ask, just remind me at any point during the conversation that you would like me to pray additionally for your request. Specific request. So thank you. Thank you so much. And again, glad to be here. Let's just pray and open up before we, in prayer, before we start this evening. So Father, we just thank you for this evening, God. We thank you for your word that is living and sharper than any two-edged sword. We thank you for, God, really accomplishing all that you've accomplished, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and come to you boldly before your throne, God, but with grateful hearts for all that you chose to do, God. We thank you, Lord, for working in our lives and not leaving us alone, but sending the Holy Spirit as our helper and our guide and our advocate and our defender, and coming alongside of us and even giving us comfort and instruction. We thank you for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit and guiding us by your word, Lord. I thank you, let our spirits be open, God, that we would, as Ephesians 1 says, Lord, that we would grow in wisdom, the revelation of the wisdom and knowledge of you. God, so we open those places within us, Lord, and unlock them. We ask you to fill us with your presence, with the very fabric of your being, and that you, Lord, would resonate in our lives, that we would reflect your light, reflect your grace, reflect your mercy and humility, and that you would be displayed through our lives, Father God, in word and deed, God. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. So I was reading this week something interesting, and I wanted to share this. I came along, some interesting information that, I mean, I guess I knew, but maybe I was reminded of this week. But in the book of Acts, which I was reading in the book of Acts, and I guess I was really coming to the understanding of this. I guess I didn't have the realization of this before. I don't know why. I think partly with COVID, I think, not that specifically in our particular region where we were in our state, we were actually able to go to church the entire time. I mean, there were restrictions, and anyways, it was a unique situation, and the pastor did contact the authorities in the state, and they just said, well, the governor and the governing authorities, you know, they're not going to interrupt anything as long as. And so he ended up putting a paper on his website so that other churches in the area knew, so they knew that he wasn't just being, you know, starting a revolt or anything weird like that or any disturbance with the law, but everything was upright and he was moving forward. And personally, I appreciated their courage and stepping up and stepping forth to do that, because I did see some churches and some leadership just completely cave even before the time was called for, to be honest, and I wasn't impressed with their faith in that. However, although when push comes to shove and you need to do it, then I understand. Okay, I understand the circumstances and the surroundings now moving forward. However, that did put, let me just say this, that did put, it was just a different time. It just felt a different. So I don't know, even though I prayed and I did different studies online and I did different things, I don't think I was actually reading the word as much as I had been in my, you know, process of that. So I say that to say, so being back in the word, realizing that the first century church in the book of Acts was, okay, so Acts was written by, we have the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Luke wrote the book of Acts. And the book of Acts is somewhat like a second portion to the book of Acts. But the first century church, so this was written within like a 39-year period during the first century, which means that was all one generation. So the interesting thing, and that we can learn from and glean and gather some information here, is that the book of Acts is written to a very unique generation that will never be again, but we can actually glean much from them. So it's very interesting to read it in this fashion and in this way. And it is this, is that the book of Acts that was written by Luke again, they were here and they actually walked with Jesus within their generation, were people, a people who had seen Jesus walk with them and him declaring that he was their Messiah, and they walked with him. And then they seen the crucifixion and the resurrection, and there was evidence of that. And so now he was gone. The disciples, as by Jesus' instruction, he said, go back to Jerusalem and wait. Wait for the Spirit to fall on you, and then you will be commissioned with the power of the Holy Spirit to go out. I said, but wait until this happens. But and he told them, okay. And he also, okay, so then once they were empowered with the Holy Spirit, they went out. And so so the book of Acts is written to both Jews and Gentiles, because we see both coming to the faith. And the Jews, like, they were a little bit confused and disoriented because they weren't sure what to grasp and what to hold on to anymore, because now they're walking in this new covenant, okay? And so there were some things with the law, now that the law is fulfilled, and they were trying to understand, and then some Gentiles were being coming to the faith. And they were like, oh, so now do they, but however, do they need to be circumcised, or they won't be in the, like, they were sort of starting to work some stuff out, right? Which is all good and all, because all of this can be utilized to our benefit, and how we work things out as we're learning them and as we're growing in community and in as a body together. Okay, so this first century church, and the second part to this, but more importantly, that I want to specifically highlight here, is that they are undergoing persecution. And so what's really happening here is that as a community, as a corporate community of Christ, the church, if you will, they are being an example to the world under this persecution, and even the disciples, Peter and John, and, you know, getting arrested and things like that, right? Everything that's happening, their response to it is very important. Their response of faith as a community of believers really had an effect on the city, on the people that were opposing the faith. And so here's the exhortation, if you will, is to, let me read a couple of verses. So it's basically saying, so whatever happens, that was a verse. 1 Peter 3:5 tells us this, but in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks of you the reason for your hope, that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. Okay, this was written in 1 Peter 3:15. That's what that is. That was writing in context of suffering. So in the community there. So when there is peace and joy in the midst of our trials, we confound unbelievers. They do not understand and they cannot fathom it. So even in the faith, in the midst of persecution, when we hold on to our faith, the glory of God and his resurrection is an example. And he first achieved this on the cross where he had suffering in that and through that. But there is so much power that is translated through the power of the cross, that when we hold on to that, because we are faith believers and who are instructed to do so, and so we are holding on to our hope and giving a response for that. So we have a different response to trials and tribulations. Again, whether they are personal individually or whether they are corporately, but tonight I'm talking corporately when things happen in the community or a body of believers are persecuted, and corporately we're standing shoulder to shoulder with each other. We know other Christians, and it causes this boldness to rise up within us. But it also is giving, because what we are, we're testifying to Jesus, and when we testify to Jesus, there's a spirit of prophecy in that. When you testify to the cross, because of Christ's sufferings and the glory that is on it, there is a anointing on that. There is a presence of the Holy Spirit that is upon that. And it gives evidence, again, to people who it confounds the unbelievers, but it's actually opening their eyes. It's unlocking something in them, like, hey, you're not responding like the other people did, like with hatred and bitterness and retaliation and, you know, whatever the various degrees of what their expectation would be for the community. They're seeing something different, and they're seeing help each other. They feed each other. They help, you know, clothe each other, distributing things. And we're seeing some of this, maybe some testimonies are coming forth, even in the Ukraine. The people have set themselves aside in Christian ministries. I know there's other ministries that are providing aid as well, and God bless them for that. I'm not dismissing that. But the ones of faith are actually a demonstration of the glory of God in suffering. And they are being the hands and the feet of Jesus, as well as laying down their own lives to be there, and not knowing, hey, am I going to return or not return, but doing it for the sake in the name of Christ. When we do that as a community, we support each other. So, and we see that and we know that, and we are doing that here. And I know that you're doing that individually, supporting those ministries that are supporting Christ's name in the midst of suffering. And again, it confounds the enemy. And it also, causes people, the testimony of Jesus rises up. There's something on the glory of God with his cross, the power of his cross, the resurrection, and the Holy Spirit being present amongst that, okay? Because it is a strength and a power beyond our own. There's great humility that it takes to do that and the outcome of it. And we are in our rightful place, aligned under the rule and reign of Christ. And then he can dwell and richly manifest himself, even amongst communities and believers. So when we read the book of Acts, keep that in mind, that they're talking to both within the generation of people who walked with Jesus, seen Jesus, and then also the crucifixion or the resurrection of Christ, and now they are watching the new church form, right? The beginning of the new church and the baptism of the Holy Spirit upon them, and believers coming to Christ like no other, right? And even and then through this suffering and the persecution, because do you remember they were being persecuted in Jerusalem and Judea, and then they went to Samaria. The persecution that was happening there caused them to go to another area, Samaria, and they started witnessing there, and they started having results and bearing fruit. And then I think it was Peter, if I'm not mistaken, or one of the disciples heard that they was bearing fruit. So then they went there to help them and to have things progress, and many were being added to the faith, and the same is going to continue to happen. This is the will and the purpose of God. So please, when you read the book of Acts, keep that in mind. Also, we're encouraged from Paul, and you will see in the book of Acts, it'll go from Peter to Paul, from Peter to Paul, right? So then Paul, even Paul being coming to the Lord, right? He was a persecutor, and even them saying that. And this even gives an account, actually, gives an account to Paul that his life was changed during that time and region, and how he transformed things with his teaching, and they literally turned the world upside down. This is a historical fact for the gospel. So Paul letter to the Philippians instructs the church corporately to strive for the gospel, literally for the gospel. So we're looking to Jesus, his life, death, burial, and resurrection. This is the gospel. And he's saying, conduct yourselves with courage, unity. And that's what we see in the midst of, we see unity for those in the body of Christ that are serving, even in Ukraine. We're seeing a unity there. We're seeing us, even across the globe, respond in a form of unity for them to display so that Christ might be lifted up, right? So it sends a message, again, to those who are opposing the gospel. It truly does. So corporately, individually, and corporately, we can affect the gospel in this way. And so Philippians 1:27, Paul encourages them corporately. It says, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. That is powerful right there. That is powerful. Let's read that again. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come and see you or whether you hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel. So I just want to encourage everyone in their faith. I know this is my heart and how the Lord uses, I've learned this, how the Lord uses me is to help people connect to their faith, to the Lord, to the word, to tether it, and then to soar as well, okay, to do both. So now there was a prayer that, and I'm going to read this, let me just open this up and Acts 4, there is a prayer that the disciples pray, okay? It's Peter, at the beginning of Acts 4, Peter and John are before the Sanhedrin, okay? And they're going to be arrested, and they're there because it's a court thing. But Peter is filled with the Holy Spirit, and he starts talking to the rulers of the people. You can read it on yourself, giving an account of the day for the acts of kindness to blind men. And he just starts talking about them. They want to stone them, okay? And he's boldly saying, like, salvation is found in no one else. There's no other name under heaven given to man by which one can be saved. And it says, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized they were unschooled and ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Okay, so, and they seen healings and whatnot. So they conferred. What are the Sanhedrins confirmed that they had performed notable signs that they could not deny, but to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn them to speak no longer to anyone in this name. Okay, so I think. What did they end up flogging them? I'm not sure if that's what they didn't arrest them, but I think they might have flogged them and then released them and said, you know, so they let them go because the people were praising God. See, here's corporately we respond in a different way, okay, right? So you'll have to read that yourself, but here's what I wanted to, so they were released, because here's what I wanted to pray is, say, share is that the believers pray. Okay, so these leaders, Peter and John, went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. I'm in verse 24 now. When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. This is how they prayed together in prayer to God. And they were leaders, okay? If you are you a leader, you are a leader. Let me help you out here. You are a leader because you bear the name of Christ. You are a believer. That makes you a leader, okay? No matter what your role, whatever you think that is, okay? You are a leader. If you bear the name of Christ, you are a leader. And so here's what they say. Here's how they pray, okay? They say this, verse 24 again. Sovereign Lord, they said, you made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant and our father David. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate meet together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. That was the sovereignty of God. Lord, now consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Now they're speaking of themselves. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. And after they prayed, so that was still their prayer, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Okay, so this was their prayer. So one thing, first we see here this, and then I'm going to open the phone lines. First, they're addressing God. And they're revering him from the Old Testament. So again, right, because of the book of Acts, they were Jewish believers and Gentile. So naturally they would do that. And they're tethering this thing, okay, from old, so from David as well. And then they started with scripture, right? So they started their prayer. God was sovereign. They addressed him for who he was, even in the Old Testament, because that would have been their foundation. And then they quote scripture. And then they submitted to his sovereignty, knowing, like, they didn't buck up against it, if you will. They said they did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. So they were accounting that incident and their circumstance and where they were by the sovereign hand of God. So in the midst of it, so then they decided, this is the way it is. Lord, you know where you've positioned us, where you've placed us, how you've called us. And now, Lord, okay, right? So there's this acceptance to this. Here's our trial. Here's our plot. Verse 29, now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. So we thank you. They ask for boldness to proclaim the gospel and to reach the lost, but also to demonstrate the power of the cross, but specifically so that others would know and the community would come to know the Lord, right? So because when someone got healed, as we see in the community, lots of people knew. Like when the beggar was outside of the temple and Peter said, silver and gold I have not, but what I do have is, you know, pick up your mat and walk. And then it says others recognized him as being the man outside of the temple. And so so this begins to move at large and to move within our communities. And so I'm gonna stop there. I was gonna read something else from Daniel, but I think I might save that to next week unless the Lord directs me in another way. But I think I might talk a little bit more about Daniel next week. But I just want to end again by reading our verse from Philippians 1:27 that says, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come and see you or hear about you in my absence, I know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel. So, Father, we thank you for your gospel, God, the purity of it, Lord, the wholeness of it, God, Jesus, for your life, for your death, burial, and resurrection, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the clear view that we have, Lord. Teach us, Lord, empower us further in guiding us in your word and spiritual wisdom and knowledge and understanding God, that we might have that within us, Lord, woven within, even within our very fabric and DNA, that when we speak out of it, Lord, that your anointing and your presence is on it, drawing people, God, unlocking their hearts, unlocking their ears, unlocking their eyes, Father God, to grasp you and to behold you as the Lamb of God, to behold you as our Savior, Father. We thank you, Lord, for using us to bear much fruit. Father, we ask ourselves for boldness, Lord, not in an arrogance or prideful way, God, or obnoxious in any way, Lord, but boldness as being, Lord, to speak, God, with great courage and confidence to proclaim the gospel, Lord, to proclaim who you are, God, and word and in deed, God. And we thank you, Lord, that we can join in the unity, Lord, where we need to join in unity. Show us, God, that we might have favor and that corporate blessing as well and the corporate covering in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your sovereignty and over our lives, Lord, and help us to settle and to shift and shake anything out, God, where your sovereignty in our life, that we might find those gems and those nuggets of your precious treasures to us, God, and words to us, God. We thank you, Lord. Let that be even an inheritance for our family and our children and our children's children. To bless them, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your ways and for blessing the generations. Help us to be a demonstration, Lord, really, of your love and forgiveness and goodness to the generations, Lord. And we thank you, God, for your protection, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you've purchased, Lord, our hearts. This is to love you with our hearts and our minds, God. So we thank you, Lord, Lord, that we would not suppress any truth. Lord, we know your word says that our hearts can be easily deceived. God, we ask you to shed your light on that, Father God, that we might walk uprightly in a clear conscience with both God and man. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your peace, Lord, and protection over our minds, Lord, that you encompass us, Lord, with your blessing to hear your voice, that your word says that we have access to the truth, which is the power of the Holy Spirit, and through your word, God. So we pray for an increase, God, an increase of knowledge of you in our mind, Lord, not just for the sake of knowledge, but according to your word, Lord, that it's true, you know, it's true to the nature and to the virtue and the character of who you are, that we have not only the fruits of the Spirit, but we have the fruits of righteousness and gaining this knowledge of you, God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for doing your work in us and for your faithfulness. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's go ahead and, hey, I think I'm doing pretty good tonight. So, I mean, time-wise, so far, so good. So here we go. Let's open up the first phone line. It's 972-365. Good evening. Is this Rhonda?
Yes, good evening, Sister Deborah. How are you?
Hey, girl, how are you? I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. And that was a really good word because I went back and started reading the book of Acts about a couple of days ago. And I'm going to say this and be fast so other people can get on. But I was just going back because I'm like, Lord, I know you gave us power and authority, but through the Holy Spirit also you empowered us to be able to pray against a lot of this stuff that we're dealing with today. And I just went back and I just became encouraged because even when you just said about when they came in, you know, contact with the beggar, how he wanted money, but they offered him something through the Holy Spirit. And that's something that, you know, even that has really just I've dealt with, like, in the past couple of years with this COVID, because I'm like, Lord, I know you gave the church power and authority, but you also gave us the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And I just really struggled with that. But the Lord showed me. He said, no. He said what it was is that a lot of people are dealing with a lack of faith. He said even though people are born again, faith, go to church, love the Lord, he said you have a lot of people that are dealing with a lack of faith. They believe, but that scripture says, I believe, but help my unbelief. He said, because it's almost like you have to prove or show something to them physically for them to actually believe. And he said, that's not faith. Faith is believing in what you don't see. And I know he's showed me a lot of demonstrations over the years of healing people. And I know it was him, you know, just through faith and through the power of the Holy Spirit touching them. So that word was good. It was a good word. Like I said, very encouraging. Even when you was sharing about, you know, I was telling my husband that part, something about that part out there in North Carolina, like a Bible Belt. Some people actually stood up for their faith during this COVID thing. You had a lot of people that folded, but a lot of people stood up for their faith. And that's what God has called us to do, because even in these storms and things, we want to call on God to do something instantly, but he gave us power and authority through the Holy Spirit to come against and to do things. He gave us that power and authority, and he empowered us and equipped us through the Holy Spirit. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you.
Wow. Well, that's so cool that you've been reading the book of Acts, because I just had landed there and I was like, oh man, it was just so eye-opening to understand really the background. And then I was just, when I was reading, I was like, man, this is just like, I was just taking it in so differently, you know? So
I love the book of Acts because it helps encourage you to know what we are put here to do, you know? Even with the, every time when they prayed, they would lock them up, but the angels would go back and unlock them. The book of Acts just give us encouragement and also faith and hope in knowing that it's nothing that we need to do. We just have to operate and be a willing vessel and operate in obedience, and the Holy Spirit actually work through us. I think we get entangled up with what we need to do other than obey and be a willing vessel and let the Holy Spirit work through us. But I just have two prayer requests.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's 100% right. Let me just say that's great. That's 100% right. And I'm not in any hurry at all. So we're all good. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was good teaching, because I think a lot of people became discouraged in the church, because a lot of church people passed away from COVID. And a lot of people have become discouraged.
True.
And, you know, a lot of people want to blame God. But I always look at, God gave us Jesus, and Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit. Even when that scripture you mentioned about go back to Jerusalem, that you receive power. But the sad thing is, there's a lot of born-again believers that aren't spirit-filled, and they don't have the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to be able to operate effectively the way the Lord intended us to. So that's why a lot of people are dealing with a lot of defeat, and it's like, you know, it's not on God's part. It's on our own, lack of faith and disobedience, because we can overcome the things in this earth if we operate in obedience and through the word of God and through the Holy Spirit and how he intended us, because he didn't just put us here to set us up for failure. He didn't put us here for that. He put us here to continue the works that he started through Christ and through the disciples. So, like I said, the word was encouraging tonight, because I know a lot of people are going through, and some people are losing hope. Some people don't understand our actual assignment here in the earth, but we're equipped through the Holy Spirit. We're equipped to fight against this stuff.
Yes, that's the good word. That is an excellent word, and you're right. I actually earlier today had the word obedient on there, and I forgot to add that to my notes. So that's 100% great. And I want to say this too, and just in parallel with that, is that the disciples literally followed Christ and what he did. They followed him. And so they were not looking to, and you're right, because they literally, it was such a purity in following Christ and esteeming him that the power of the Holy Spirit and even angelic assistance was on them to free them to do more. Even when they thought they were in prison, the Holy Spirit was there, you know, and they did work together. The church was praying for them when they were in prison, right? It all worked together.
Yes.
Christ was
yes.
truly esteemed. His glory was revealed and released, you know. when they were working together like that, and such purity. And the purity was, as everyone, yes, was being obedient, but they were all, everyone had the desire for Christ to be lifted up, you know, for Christ to be esteemed, and, you know, and just the purity behind the gospel. Yeah. So praise God. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that. That's cool. So tell me your prayer requests. I'll be happy to pray for you and your prayer requests.
Okay, I have a prayer request. The guy's name is Johnny, and it's for a job position. I think he's seeking to get a higher job position. And then a lady named Denitra, she's dealing with a teenage daughter that's kind of all over the place. Prayers for her, and then prayer for my coworker's grandmother, whose name is Lena.
Okay. And is she ill, or is there a specific request for her?
She's dealing with illness, and also I think she's dealing with, you know, she's lost children, and the other children that should come and take care of her are not doing it. So I think she's kind of dealing with grief and disappointment, and because I think she's like in her 70s. I know she is taking medication, but I think she's dealing just with a broken heart and disappointment from children and grandchildren.
Okay. Yeah, that would be hard. Okay. I think I prayed for her before. Did I or no? A couple weeks ago, maybe?
Not Lena.
Okay, not Lena. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me go ahead and mute you, and then I'll come back, okay? Let me mute you and pray for you and your request. In case you're working, I'm not sure. So, Father, thank you for Rhonda, Lord. I thank you, God, for, you know, I just see you hitting the target, like you see the target ahead, and you are focused, you know, and you aim, you take aim. And so when people shoot at targets, you know, it is, they're very, they are, it's not done rashly or randomly and half-heartedly. There's a preparation, and the conduct to it is very precise and calculated precision, you know, with the accuracy. So I see those elements happening in you, but the target, you know, is being set up and that you're hitting the target. So we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And though that it sounds maybe a little bit like a military stance maybe to some people, but I see it with great joy. I see great joy happening, like great delight and great joy to do that. So I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. And sometimes when the Lord wants to remind me of something, sometimes when the Lord has us do things, we know it's according to his word, but there might be some things that are a little bit loose to it, meaning like maybe we have some creative expression as disciples, I don't know. You know, not that we're asking amiss in any sense, like we certainly don't want to do that, and we hold it before the Lord, but so that, like, that kind of joy, like you see the target and you know where the target is, but there's a type of joy where you have this like creative way to do it, a creative way to express it with it and still within the liberty of, you know, Christ's word. So thank you for that, God. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. You know where the word says, some may entertain angels unaware, right? So that's where our liberty is that we're walking with Christ and we're doing his will and his way. But there's this creative expression of joy that we have that it actually could be and might be. I think my husband holds this is why I'm laughing. I mean, like kind of chuckling, is that we're entertaining angels. In Jesus' name. So I thank you for that, Father. And we thank you for the assistance of angel on her life, God. Let them be fruit-bearing, Father, in Jesus' name, for the gospel and spreading it, Father, in Jesus' name. We pray a blessing upon her, God, that you would bless the work of her hands, God, for protection, Lord, in the workplace, Lord, and covering, God, and also blessing Lord, of just multiplication and increase in the workplace, God. Great, grant her great favor, God. And I thank you that she praises your name, Lord, and you bless the work of her hands as she's working, God. And I thank you for that. We thank you for just her demonstrations of grace and truth in the workplace as well, God. Let them be blessed in Jesus' name. We pray for her co-workers, Grandma Lena, in Jesus' name. We pray for Grandma Lena, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, Lord, that, you know, even, Lord, that she would lean into you in some ways, God, and trusting that you will come through for her, Father. I just ask, Lord, that the Holy Spirit would comfort her heart and mind, Lord, that she is not alone, Lord. And even in the places where she is lonely, God, we ask that you meet her, Lord, that you would meet her needs, that she would be cared for, God, that you would help her as she grows in grace and in her age, Lord, to even make new friends, to reach out, God, and to find solutions, Lord, for the places where she is lonely, God. And I pray that you would heal her grief, Lord, that she wouldn't just remain in that, God, but she would process it and then move forward, Lord. And again, Father, we just ask for a blessing upon her life, that she would know your presence and protection and care for her. God, we thank you for that in Jesus' name, God. And just bring her increase of contacts, people that connect with her and contact her, God, to increase that. Jesus' name. And, Lord, we pray for Johnny, Lord. We pray for a job position for him, God, if he's advancing a higher position, Lord, in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, for wisdom and provision, Father God, in his search, where your word tells us to ask, seek, and knock, God, in his searching, Father God, that you would prepare him well with excellence to prepare himself, to present himself before others, God, in his resume, in his interview, God, and with the right connections and the right resources, God. We thank you for the wisdom and provision, Father God, and let nothing be overlooked, God. Nothing be misplaced, God. Put all things in order, God, and let nothing slip, fall, or falter in any way, God, but put his feet upon a solid rock in Jesus' name, and that you would establish. You would establish that by your name and by your grace, Lord, and that he would give you glory for it and be a good steward as well on his increase in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we pray for Demetria, God, and her daughter, her teenage daughter, God. Lord, there's so much coming at these kids, Lord. So I pray for the wisdom of God to be upon her as she speaks, Lord, in Jesus' name. God, let the law of kindness be upon Dimitri's tongue. God, I pray that you would give her ways to know how to navigate with her daughter, God, in rules and in liberties, Father, as well as showing her love and expressing love to her, God, that it would even be divinely by your grace that she would impart things to her, Father God, of joy, Lord, and I pray that their hearts could be vulnerable one to another and what their needs are, and help each other just to grow and to be established in love, God. And we thank you, Lord, that love covers a multitude of sins, Lord. So we just thank you, Lord, for the places that are anything that's opposing the work of the Holy Spirit. Spirit, in Jesus' name, Lord, we just bind that, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for even your word that says, you know, to be peacemakers, to sow in peace and to be peacemakers, God, and that a gentle answer turns away wrath. God, we thank you for that. Lord, we pray for her teenage daughter. Lord, we just pray for her spirit to be renewed and refreshed and to come to salvation if she doesn't know Jesus, Lord, and for her mind, will, and emotions Lord, that you would have your way in that, Lord, and even her physical body, Father God, that she would become aware and just submitting to your word, God, even with her physical body, God. And we thank you, Lord, and just even protect her in that as well, protect her physical body. We thank you for Ezekiel 34:4, I believe it is. It says that a good shepherd concerns himself with the things that are weak in his sheep, God. And I thank you, Lord, whatever places are weak within Dimitri's daughter, within the Dimitri, God, and spirit, soul, and body, that you would strengthen that by your grace and undergird them with your Holy Spirit, an additional grace, great grace, to strengthen their days. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Deborah.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so delighted that you called in tonight and were able to share that. And
yes,
that's just very encouraging, very powerful. So very good. Thank you so much. That's a
yes, thank you. Love
you,
and you have a blessed week. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you, too. Bye-bye. That's sweet. Okay, so now our next caller is 281-731. 281-731. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, good evening, Sister Deborah. This is Evelyn Clark calling. Evelyn Clark.
Hey, Evelyn. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. What about you?
I'm doing pretty good today. And you're in Texas, right?
Ma'am?
You're in Texas?
Yes, I'm in Texas.
Okay.
I love the word that you shared in the book of Acts. And Jesus went away, and he left the comforter with us, which is the Holy Ghost, you know. And I like what you said. If you bear the name of Jesus, you're a leader. And we're equipped to finish the work that he started. Go into all the world and preach the gospel in the name of Jesus. But Sister Rhonda, she's a really good friend of mine, and she called in last week. I had surgery on Wednesday, and she called in on Tuesday. And I thank you for the word that you gave me in Psalms 121. Is excellent is the work of the doctors, and they did a good job. I'm kind of bruised up a little bit. I thank God for your prayers. I didn't have to take a pain pill at all today.
Wow.
And you gave her the word, say that she sees, God is going to use the surgery to prepare me to teach people. But you know, not sure about what, but you see me teaching teachable moments coming from me, beautiful words. I thank you so much for that.
Oh, wow. Praise God. Thank you for sharing that. I love that when you do that, because I appreciate you doing that. So, and I'm glad to hear that your surgery went well. So praise God for that.
It went well. I have an appointment tomorrow. Tomorrow will make 1 week since my surgery.
Okay.
And I'm feeling better and better every day. I just kind of have a cough. I've been taking cough medicine, so I called the doctor's office. And they told me just to take some cough medicine, you know. So I've been taking the cough medicine and the antibiotics and all that. And they're still, and I've been speaking over it and what have you, but it's still like just like a dry cough.
Okay, well, we can pray. Okay, we can pray over that. And did you have any other specific prayer requests?
The other prayer request. And I just want to finish the work, you know, the Lord has called me out to do. I want to finish my course.
Yes, amen. I was just going to say before you said that that's a good word, that we are equipped to finish the work, because that's exactly what we're going to be doing.
Amen.
That's exactly what we're going to be doing. And we're going to bring other people, you know, even corporately, we are going to be bringing other people even, you know, if it's through persecution, the remnants of that and those that are opposing and those that are conducting things in opposition to the gospel are going to actually see, and it's going to affect them, even if we do this corporately, finishing this out and the rapture and people coming to Christ right after that, that is still us finishing our work. And then those that are here, those that are going to remain, you know, that have to be here however long that is, three and a half years, whatever the duration is throughout that process in there, is their faith is going to be tested, but it's going to be quite difficult. It's going to be extremely, extremely difficult for them during. Those are going to be difficult times and difficult days. However, we will be impacting them and bringing them to the kingdom, even corporately as we walk. As I said, okay, so let me pray for you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Evelyn. I'll come back to you in a few minutes after I pray for you. I was going to say 1 minute, but it's probably going to be longer than that. Thank you, Lord, for Evelyn. Father, we thank you for the success, oh God, of surgery upon her, God. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for your hand and your eye and your heart upon her, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray for her, God. We pray for the congestion in her chest and in her throat, God, sinuses, Lord, whatever area that is affecting this cough. In the name of Jesus, we ask for that you would clear that out. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. Lord, just for touching her and continuing to heal her, God. We thank you for removing pain and just for the success of that. We pray for her appointment tomorrow as well, God, that that would be a success and she would continue to receive a good report, God. And we thank you for being with her and walking with her. God, we thank you, Lord, that she does indeed, but I like the way that she said that we are equipped to finish the work, Father, in Jesus' name. So we thank you for the call that you have on her life, Lord, and how she will minister in your name, Lord. We pray that it would be effective. Let's just pray, you know, for each other that we're effective and we're bearing fruit, right? Because the Lord says that he wants us to bear much fruit and that he's prepared in advance for us to walk in. So we thank you, Father God, and the places that you've prepared for Evelyn in advance to walk in. God, that as she trusts in you, even this evening, God, she's trusting in you and acknowledging you in all of your ways, God, even, you know, calling in and dialing in and acknowledging you this evening in all of her ways, God, that she's making it not only before you and your altar, but even publicly. God, that there's a unique connection, God, that there's that dual place, God, that twofold blessing, God, of commitment and yielding to you, but the declaration and proclamation into community and at large that you will serve the Lord. So we thank you for that, God, like even that baptism, God, let it be like a baptism, a new baptism of the Holy Spirit, to be upon her, God, and to bring her refreshing and renewing and strengthening, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for it, Father God. And we thank you for the fruit, Lord. Let it be much fruit, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, that just going back to trusting in you and acknowledging in all of her ways, Lord, that you will indeed direct her steps and her path, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Lord, let our spirit bear witness to the places that you want her to bear witness to, because sometimes in our minds, like, it just seems like, hey, I wouldn't choose this, you know, but if it's what the Lord chose, you know, for us, then we will bear much fruit, which I've certainly been in some of those places myself, and even trying to field some of that out even now. I mean, definitely not here at PGN, but in other things, you know, field it out, like, hey, this, you know, but is this really, I mean, like asking for a confirmation of something. So anyways, Lord, so we thank you that her spirit would bear witness to the places that you want the indwelling spirit to be, God, in step with you and the direction that you would have her to be in, Father God. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Father, just for blessing her. Again, just a particular, like his hand, his heart, his eyes upon you. Thank you, Lord, for ministering to her, ministering to her heart, God, touching her heart, Lord. And I don't know if that's just something physical, if that's the like congestion thing, or if there's something where he needs to minister in a deeper place of like the hand of God just touching and healing. Yeah, I mean, it could be comfort, as you were saying. I don't know if there's places in your heart where you need that comfort. But I'm seeing the hand of the Lord upon you. And so, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, God, how you minister. And, you know, the Lord is such an amazing, Evelyn, he's such an amazing communicator that he doesn't even have to use words. And he communicates with us, even with his presence and what he brings. Yeah, there's just so much there in his, how he can communicate, you know, and sometimes it says in scripture, you'll see where it says, and he looked at him, I think it's in Mark, and he looked at him and he loved him. And so it was just a look and he loved him, you know? So, and you know, if you think about who, you know, when I read that, when I first read that and heard that, I thought, well, who in my life looks at me and I can just tell they love me, like apart from my husband, right? Because, I remember my father-in-law used to do this and just really, you would just feel the warmth and the welcome and the love permeate from his heart towards you, like just very genuine and sincere and without words, which I love that. I love that. So I see the Lord ministering to you again. Again, him being just such a great communicator. He can minister and love us even without using words, just by his presence, just by his being, by his indwelling presence and spirit being with you. So praise God for that. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Lord.
Amen.
I praise God for that because I have been hurt by someone recently, you know, and it's drawing me closer to the Lord. And that's what I've been doing. I've been just worshiping and praising him, and I just thank you for that word, you know, just to feel his presence, you know, in his presence. Is the fullness of joy, and I just been feeling that, and I thank you for that word. I thank you for the ministry that you have in the name of Jesus, and I thank God for Rhonda. Rhonda gives me a word. She calls me every day so many times a day, and I just love her for that, and she's the one that gave me your number. Yeah, she's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful friend.
She is a wonderful woman of God, yes. She is a blessing.
Yes, she is.
And
yes, she is.
Yes, she is wonderful. And you sound wonderful as well. I'm sure you're equally a good friend to her as well.
Oh,
so,
man, I just love it. I'll be getting on the line more and more. I just love your ministry.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for the encouragement.
To bless you and keep you in all your ways and continue to give you wisdom and knowledge and understanding so you can continue to minister to God's people, and God is so pleased with you in Jesus' name.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much. That was so loving, and
you're
I receive
welcome.
It. So thank you, Evelyn. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. God bless
thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest
God bless
of the night.
You too.
I'll be on listening.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Yes, very sweet. Okay, our next caller 402-214. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Deb. It's Sharon from New York.
Hey, Sharon. How are you doing?
Oh, good. I'm so glad that you're on. I have to agree with the last caller how blessed you are, how wonderful you are. Appreciate your ministry.
Well, thank you so much.
Very gifted. God loves you very much, obviously.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. You guys are going to make me cry. You're the nicest people ever.
Well, you needed to get it.
Yes, I did. God knows that, too. Yeah. Thank you. Well, let me pray for you. I got to mute your phone line for a second.
Okay.
I'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you for the words of encouragement. Unexpected, but definitely blessed. And I feel your love, everyone. So thank you, because I appreciate that. Sometimes, you know, when you're on the front lines and you get just get some kickback, a little pushback from the enemy sometimes. So thank you. Honestly, I thank you for that. So, so Lord, we thank you for Sharon, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we come before your altar, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We just thank you. Something like a fresh breeze, fresh wind upon you in Jesus' name. And it's like even on your face and like blowing your hair. And so I thank you, God, just for the refreshing. Lord, I thank you for your spirit. Thank you. You know, Jesus spoke to his disciples. I'm reminded he spoke to his disciples and his word, gospel, excuse me, where he said they were asking, I think they were asking him for a sign, maybe. I'm not sure if that's right. I think it might be, but he was saying, like, I'm going to give you another sign. You can see, you know, you can determine the signs by nature, you know, like you see the sun and you determine, right, if it's good to take your boat out and to go in the water, you can determine these signs. And something about the wind and the spirit moving and determining this. And so, but I'm seeing that in a favorable way on you, not necessarily, you know, he was encouraging the disciples in a different way, you know, or the those that were asking for a sign, like he was encouraging them, like, to go deeper in some ways, and not just, anyways, there's a whole different aspect to that. But me saying that for you and reminded of that is that that you are able to determine things from the Spirit, and that you're, like, your face is lifted up towards him. And when the Spirit is moving and you're picking up on that and you're determining how things are changing and you're picking up on the winds of the Spirit, and so not only the changes of the time and the natural, but you can follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and the winds of change of the Holy Spirit as well. So, Father, I thank you for that, God, that guidance upon her, God, both physical and spiritual. And that's how Jesus ministered. You know, Jesus ministered so much to the people that were in spiritual and in physical need, you know. And that's how we're to even spread the gospel to others as well, that we minister to them as a whole person, right, and that we minister to them spiritually and in the natural. And so I thank you, Lord, that Sharon holds the ability and the, just the fabric of her life, God, just the fabric of, like, who she is and her personality to know the physical and the spiritual, God, and to utilize that not only with you, God, but with others, Lord. Let it be an extension as well, God, and what she puts her hands to do. Let it be of the Spirit, God, of the Spirit's leading, God. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. If there's anything else, Lord, thank you for the winds of the Spirit, very precious, for her looking to you, Lord. And that a kiat that a shambara kiat that a boat that a kiat that a shambara kiat that a ki Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your goodness, Lord, for sharing, God. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Deborah. That's, I've been wanting, you know, praying about wanting to do God's will and knowing what to do. So that goes right along with it. I wonder if you, I've got a bunch of doctor's appointments coming up. So I wanted to pray that, you know, God's right there involved in it and that they go well. They're new doctors. I don't know them. And also for healing in my relationships, like with my family and friends. I've been separated from them for a long time. And I need communication. Heal as possible.
Okay. Okay. Alrighty, I will absolutely pray for you. Let me do that now. I'm just going to go ahead and leave your phone line open unless I hear something.
Okay.
It's just, yeah, it's sometimes I can, it's different praying prophetically than it is just praying for a specific request.
Right.
So Father, I just thank you, Lord. We just lift up Sharon to you, Father, and her doctor's appointments, Lord, and just the series of appointments and collective appointments that she has, Lord, that I don't know if they need to collaborate, Father, or coordinate, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, but we pray that that would be done well. If that's the case, Lord, with communication and a process, God, and nothing, Lord, would be overlooked in any of these appointments, Lord, that things would be communicated and documented well, God. I don't know why I just want to say the word with evidence. I don't know why I want to say the word evidence, God. So I thank you, Lord, for wisdom and provision for her at the doctors, God. We thank you for your discernment, Lord. I thank you, Father God, again, wisdom and provision in and through these doctors, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that your word says that, how does it say it? It says that steady plodding brings prosperity, but hasty speculation brings poverty, even though that is a little bit about finances, but like I feel like the Lord is saying, like, don't make hasty speculation, but by his wisdom and discernment, wait for his wisdom in Jesus' name. And I don't know if you or can be like an anxious person. Sometimes I can get anxious, and if my anxiety kicks in then, and I make a decision out of it, it could be hasty, and then that's not good. Like, I need to wait for the wisdom of the Holy Spirit on it, you know? And so Father, we thank you for that, Lord, and we thank you for, and again, I just pray the same thing, that you are trusting and acknowledging him in all of your ways, or that you direct her steps and her path, God, with this doctor, Lord, that for her to get answers and resolve and healing and health for her, Father, in every measure, God, in every facet, in every measure, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that you designed her, Lord, that you created her and fashioned her, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that you have hold the excellence of power to heal and to demonstrate your virtue and your character and healing, God. And so we thank you for your word, and we thank you for your character, God, and that you would dispense healing upon her and wholeness upon her in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for these relationships, Lord, and we know these can cut at a deep place, Lord. And so I just pray for the healing and the balm of Gilead to be upon her, God. I thank you, Lord, to just pull out every arrow, God, that has wounded her, Lord, surface or deeply, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we ask that your Holy Spirit to minister to her in ways that only you can, mending and healing and hemming her in, God, and guiding her, God, and counsel, the full counsel of the Lord to be upon her heart and her mind. And I thank you, Lord, that even with humility, that she would step out in faith in the direction of these relationships and just to do her part and whatever that is on her part, God, that she would do that in faith to you, Lord. And I thank you, God, for the places that will be mended and the people that you would work on their hearts to move towards her and to respond as well, God. And I thank you, Lord, that that sometimes we have to go to great lengths, and I've been challenged with this myself as well, to not just live at peace with others, God. It's what it does say, what on your part, to live at peace with others, but also that we go to great lengths to keep a clear conscience between both God and man. So I thank you, God, just for genuine and sincere love, Lord, that it's not done out of anything else but being genuine before you and sincere to have peace. And any place that she needs to change or you know, what is it, like just be washed in the word, a change, I mean like conformed to your ways, like, and we all have, I still have places I obviously need to be conformed to his ways. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, just for ministering to her and that it would be fruitful, like that this process would come out on the other end fruitful for her, in Jesus' name, amen. One thing I'm reminded of is I had a friend one time, we were actually in ministry, it was like a housing type of ministry when we lived in Florida, and we're really good friends, actually, we're really good friends, and I think this actually helped establish something in our friendship, you know, but anyways, something was said, we were outside doing something, somehow I think she misunderstood me and what I said or something, or took it differently than what I meant, and maybe offended her or something. And so, but anyways, when I was praying to the Lord about it, I didn't really feel like I did anything wrong. I mean, obviously I said something that was offended her in some way, but the Lord told me to call her and apologize. Okay, and I said to the Lord, what do you want me to apologize for? Like, what am I supposed to say, like, when I call her, you know? And he said, well, I want you to call and apologize for your part. And I said, okay, I can do that, you know? I can do that. And I was shaking. Let me just tell you, I was shaky calling on the phone. I remember dialing on the phone and just like almost like my hand was shaking. It was a landline at the time, you know, but yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but I was doing it because the Lord told me to do it. And I knew that I had to do it out of obedience to him. So I say that to say, I don't know why it just came up. Like as I was praying, I was thinking about it. So whatever the Holy Spirit puts on your heart to do, to move in that direction, then I would do that, you know. And I think I talked about something either last week or the week before. I think it was last week, you know, even about how I was holding a grudge and the Lord, you know, removed that. And then that ground was tender and I had to preserve that and protect what I did of my little act of obedience to the Lord and was being challenged. And I needed to preserve that. I needed to preserve it so that it would bear fruit, but it was challenged once I moved forward in faith, you know. So, but I challenged it by keeping myself covered with love and peace, that's what was going to be my response. Once I took my act of faith, what she told me to do, and then it was challenged, And I'm not saying this is going to happen this way, but I'm just letting everyone, then it was challenged. And then I knew like in the moment, and the Holy Spirit just showed me in his wisdom. I guess there was, he just granted me great grace and knowing what it took for me to do my step of faith, that this wisdom was on it, like this is being challenged. And so then I knew, okay, I need to choose to respond in love and peace. That's going to keep me there. And that kept that thing covered, you know?
Right.
So praise God for that. Yeah, praise God for that.
I have, you know, they're all a little bit, you know, scary to have to make the calls. But one of them, every time I think about it, I get so upset and I just – so scared of what I'm going to say or what I'm going to do or being rejected, you know. She hangs up if she doesn't like what I'm saying. So it's just, and it's so
well, maybe
upsetting.
There's
and
a, so, yeah. And then it
it's so bizarre.
Like, yeah.
What? Right. I mean, I can't even, it's hard to comprehend the betrayal. I mean, and
uh-huh.
I, several betrayals from her through my life,
mm-hmm.
but I've always, you know, just let it go and loved her anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much who I am anyway. You have to really, really hurt me or do something really bad for me to cut you off. But this is worse than anything I've ever had in my book. And I just, you know, I so much want to say why, you know, what in the world? Well, that's what it is in the world. You know, what in God's name have you done to me?
Mm-hmm.
Why
mm-hmm.
would you do this? And what have you been told that would make you do this? And then I think, well, maybe this is just the way she's always been, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I do know that there was always a jealousy. There was always a resentment, which I never understood. Shared everything with her, literally everything, treated her like a sibling. And so it's just very hard for me. I mean, the worst betrayal I've ever had, and I've had many betrayals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to address it. I don't know how to pick up the phone and talk to her about it.
Well,
so,
I would say this. Yeah, I would say, well, continue to pray and to seek the Lord and to ask him for a word on that. Like, even if it's just a scripture or what, like, just show you what's in your heart, you know, and kind of just journal, whether you do that pen and paper or computer, however, just to get it out of you. But I think I would, like, even if you just need, like, what they call a dump file, you know, just, like, to get some of that more out of you, you know. Because
uh-huh.
even before I took my step of faith, I don't even know if I said here, but, like, I had a moment where I reeled, and I just did it in front of my husband. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just, like, kind of poured my heart out. And then I took my step of faith, you know, but I just had that moment, and then, you know, I did it. And so, but anyways, I have done this before as well, is that, like, if it seems, I still will sometimes write something out. And I will write it out like as if I'm speaking to the person and write it out. And then, and if this is a case where like she doesn't receive calls well or she'll just hang up or something like that, it might be something that you need to maybe just email her or maybe send the letter, however she could. I mean, I just don't know. But,
right.
But I would make sure that if you did mail it or whatever or you wrote it out, that somebody that you, could trust in your life or like a spiritual mentor or something like that, a mentor, Christian mentor, can read it and help you make sure that you're stating it the way that is good for you in the long run.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't have anyone like that, you know, being new here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. Very desolation. A lot of desolation.
Hmm. Yeah, so I would keep praying about that. I think what I would do then is, I think what I would do, whether irregardless if you send it or not, I think I would still write it out. And
yeah,
just make sure you're not blaming her, but you're really getting your answers, really what you're feeling. Like, even if you write it out and then you read it back to yourself in a couple of days, like what you hear yourself saying, how you're yet still feeling, write it in the margin. I still really feel this, yada, yada, yada. No, I'm saying this for a reason. Because then when you're talking to her, you don't want to, you want to just make sure that you're doing it out of a sense of what it is you want to accomplish when you're talking to her. And you don't want to just dump on her. You don't want to just blame her. What do you really want to say? And even if you have it in front of you and you make this letter concise, even if you have to write it three times, then you know, and you have better clarity going into it.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't know how not to. I mean, it is completely her fault. So, I mean, she's done something really horrible to me, and I can't get around that.
No, I understand that. This is what you would make. Try to make I statements. When this happened, like say the incidents, when this took place, I felt this, or I was so hurt and surprised by, because I loved you. And I, do you see what I'm saying? How it makes a difference?
Yeah.
So she
doesn't know I know. You know, she's still hiding in a lie.
Yeah.
So that's something I'm not sure how to address, but I think, you know, definitely have to write it out. I just.
Yeah, I think that will help you sort out some of it. And even the Holy Spirit will be with you to minister with you, to give you wisdom, to know, you know, when it should come into the light and when it shouldn't. And who knows, like maybe even just the preparation of it, Sharon, is, and then all of a sudden she calls you or somehow you bump into her. At least you're a little bit prepared or whatever. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, you're right. That's what I got to do. I avoid it. I, you know, even doing the writing because it's so upsetting. And every time I think about it, I think I've got to be in a better state, you know, so I go try to go about my business and try to get in a better state, but then it pops up and I'm not in a better state. It just doesn't seem to.
No.
It's just horrible.
No. And, you know, I will tell you, in counsel, they say that, or even in grief, is that tears are healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you do have to get it out. There isn't a better state, because actually feeling our pain, which we don't want to do, and you're exactly right when you say you're avoiding it, that is, as human beings, humanity, that is our number one thing, is avoidance. I mean, it even started with Adam and Eve. They avoided, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm not saying you sinned here, but.
Yeah.
You really do have to sit and get it out. And a lot of healing, I think almost all healing comes from grieving. We have to grieve some sort of loss, even if it is we didn't get.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So that's,
it's so bad that I find myself that I'm in shock. I think I stay more in a state of shock, you know, where I, because it's just like, I'm so unbelievable. Kind of like everything that's happened, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like when you're going through a crisis, you know, you're on high alert, you know, and you're doing what you have to do. And then when things start to settle down, that's when it like all hits you. You know, even physically, that's when your body will like say, oh my gosh, you know, you'll get sick or something because you've been holding it in for so long. And,
no, I know exactly. Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm.
I would encourage you to
write it out, Sharon, because really there's something cathartic about writing it in the moment and allowing yourself to feel it. And even if you have a box of Kleenex and you've set your pen down and you're just crying, at least you're giving it the attention and the worth and the value that it deserves, because apparently it is that painful.
Even,
you know what I'm saying?
I haven't even done the crying. I stay in a state of shock and anger. You know, it's one of those things that I know, but I don't want to know it. You know, I don't want it to be true. And I just, I think I'm like waiting for something else, you know, to find out that it's not true, or I don't know. It's just so bizarre. I can't even, I can't understand anything that's going on.
Yeah.
That's why I have to pray.
I'm very sorry. Yeah, I'm very sorry that that happened to you.
Thank you. It's hard to understand why, you know.
That is a big question. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Did I do it?
Yeah, we can't second guess those things. Yeah, I guess when we're trying to find answers, you're right. When we're trying to find answers, we are, I call it this with my husband, is because we loop around. What we're doing is we go back around the story because we're trying to find new information to try to solve it or resolve it.
Right.
So that's why we loop it around in our mind. And I call it to my husband, I say, I'm looking for exit ramp. That's what I say. It's like,
yeah.
I'm looking.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I wish I didn't have to do it at all. Yes.
Right.
But I don't have a choice.
Yeah, so let's just pray over that real quick. Let me, and then I'll have to move on. So, but thank you for sharing that, because I know others walk through that as well. It's not uncommon, unfortunately. So, Father, we thank you for sharing, God, again. Lord, we just ask for your mending and your balm to be upon her heart and her mind as well, God. We thank you, Lord, for helping her, Lord, to process this out, Lord, before you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your great counsel, Lord, for your wisdom and your word and your guidance to be upon her, Father God. We thank you, Lord, and just remind her that Satan is a defeated foe, and that she is empowered with the Holy Spirit, and that your word does guide her, God. So we thank you just for the assurance of that to be with her as she walks through this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for calling in your words of encouragement earlier. So God bless you. Okay. 903-918. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
This is Michelle from Texas.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I'm going to have to come back and visit Texas sometime because I got a lot of callers. I'm going to go to lunch with all you ladies.
Yeah, you're going to have to do that one day.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Michelle, Lord. We just lift her up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for the breath of life that you have upon her, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you. Yeah, like there's a gift and breath of life. I thank you, Lord. I know in John, let me see, John 8:12, I think it is. So let me go to John 8. Jesus said, spoke to the people, and he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So we thank you for that, Lord, for the light of life that is upon God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, for your breath. You know, sometimes when the breath of God breathes on us, it's in increments, right? We're like we inhale, exhale, but the breath comes forth. The exhale of the breath is in increments of blessings. So the Lord breathes on you. It's a blessing of the Lord. It's the light of life upon you, breathing upon you, and being administered and dispensed upon you in increments. So Father God, we thank you for that, God. That's just so powerful, Lord. I thank you for that, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father, if there be anything else, Lord, we just praise your name, glorify your name and your presence and your goodness and wholeness, God. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, there's wholeness there as well. Seems like a wholeness, right? So we have the full breath of God. Yeah, wholeness, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, that's all I'm getting right now, unless he says something else while we're talking, then I will share with you. But praise God.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah, very cool. Hey, do you have any prayer requests for us this evening?
Yes, I would like prayer for my finances.
Finances?
Yes.
Okay. No problem. I'll be happy to pray about that. So thank you. Let's pray, saints. Everyone join me in praying for Michelle and her finances. Father God, we just ask for a blessing to be bestowed upon her finances in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that you would bring an increase, Lord. We thank you for your blessing and your hand and your guidance to be upon that. God, that you would give her wisdom and provision, Lord, for and to open doors for her, God, and avenues of financial blessing and increase, God. I thank you, God, for multiplication. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for teaching her and showing her by your wisdom of provision of how to navigate in and through her finances, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that as she goes through that, God, that she would even see things that need to be like things that she can be taken off, like whether those are bills or discounts or like canceling things or whatever it is, God, things that can be taken off, God, to streamline, God, and to funnel her finances, God, through different avenues, Father God, that bring up a multiplication to her, Father. So I thank you, God, for opening her eyes to the wisdom and provision and to the creative solutions and design that you have for her, Father, and speaking to her, God, as she goes about her way, just like you did with the disciples, Lord, the things that are necessary. You spoke to them, Father God, and you supplied for them, Father, in Jesus' name. And thank you, everyone else, for praying, because I pray that on you as well. I receive it myself as well. I just haven't prayed like that before, that distinctly, in the wisdom of provision. Boy, thank you, Father, just for opening that up, God. And may you be glorified, Lord. We just use it to steward. May we not ask amiss or use amiss, God, but to steward, God. And we thank you, Lord, for showing us, Lord. And the things that we truly do need, the Lord is showing me, reminding me, the things that we truly do need, like we have needs and wants, but the things that we truly do need, the Lord will supply. But the Lord's reminded me of this testimony, is that when we do need something, we need to remember to ask him for it first before we just go ahead and make the supply for it. And I'm remembering when my daughter was younger, she needed clothes. And I had asked the Lord, and I ended up going to a yard sale, and I literally had the largest bag of clothes for like $2.50. And the Lord did that. The Lord supplied, and asking the Lord, Lord, I have a need. And he's reminding me of this as well, too. So I don't know what's on this, but there's something on it. And to ask him first, especially when it's a need. So distinguishing between our needs and our wants, and this is for everyone, but I'm glad that you asked. And then asking him for the things that we need first before we go out and make a supply for that. So amen. Praise God. Glory be to his name. Amen.
Amen. I receive that. Praise God.
Yeah. Amen. Well, thank you for calling, Michelle. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for praying for me.
Thank you. Oh, amen. My privilege.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Okay, we have two more callers, and then I hopefully, Lord willing, I can do this. 847-239. Good evening. Who am I talking to? Where are you calling from? Oh, is this Stephanie?
Stephanie? Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, God. Very good. I just, right before I was like, oh, there's a pause. I think this is up. So praise God. Thank you, Lord, for Stephanie. Lord, in Jesus' name, the Lord's bringing to you like a different spiritual, oh gosh, what is that word? Like it's a, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Like a different, okay, let me just maybe start talking and maybe the right word will come to me. So it's a different spiritual, like heightened place of spiritual, like I don't know if it's authority or spiritual place for you to walk in, for you to function in. So Lord, I thank you for that. Oh, God, what calling? It's a, thank you, Lord. Let me see. There's a different. Let me get my book here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing spiritually in her life, God. We thank you for what you're building. Father God, we thank you for the foundation. God, she's been faithful in the foundation, God. And I thank you, Lord, for the places that you're taking her in spiritually, Father, in Jesus' name. And I don't know, sometimes we have, okay, so we thank you, Lord. We thank you for that, God, that it's something that's actually on your life. And like a heightened, I don't know if it's not just a spiritual sensitivity. It's actually a spiritual, like a almost like an authority or a, it's a heightened place spiritually. Sorry, I don't know. I don't have the right, it seems like there's a right word for it and I can't seem to find it. So those are some elements or aspects to it that function within it. I just don't have the right word for it. Maybe the Lord doesn't want me to coin the right word on it. I don't know. Like maybe that would be too, like, feel like too much for you. I don't know. But so just to give an account, when things happen spiritually, I would, and I know I tell people to write things down, but really that's what the believers did. They wrote things down, right? So, but to, in case you think, I don't know if this is the Lord, so that you don't dismiss it and that you can actually learn from it, even from yourself, you know, whether it's 6 months down the line, 3 months down the line, you know, 2 years down the line, that you can actually learn from it. And so thank you. And when we do that, when we write it as closest to the time that we've experienced it, we actually can capture a lot more from it than by waiting and going back, because we can actually capture like the emotion and the experience in a more vivid, or be able to describe it more vividly where it brings other people in. And then this way it gives you actually, Stephanie, spiritual accountability to other people so that you can say, or ask someone, you know, like a mentor or whatever, like, hey, this is someone you trust, I should say that, somebody that's trusted, like, hey, this is something I had when I was praying, or this is what took place here. Does this seem congruent to the Holy Spirit, or to, like, I've never had anything happen like this before. Does this seem right? It just seems a little bit bigger than I would imagine or think, or just like awkward. So, but instead of us, like that one time I had a dream when I went back to my parents' house and I spent the night there. And anyway, I had a dream or an encounter. It was like very, it wasn't really a dream. It was an encounter. But anyways, what was happening was, there were 11,000 angels were being released on my family generation bloodline. And even me saying it, it sounds not weird, but anyway. But I remember at the time, I just thought, is that right? I've never heard like a specific number, and I've never heard anyone share anything like that before. You know, not that I would mimic it, but like, is this resonate as real, or is this what? But I knew there was some sort of holy encounter revelation that I had the night before, but I didn't know if that specific element from it was, like, is that could be extracted from it as real. And so I remember talking to the pastor's wife, and I just said, hey, can I ask you something? And I knew it started, as soon as I started telling her, the expression on her face and the way she was taking it in, that it definitely was resonating to her as the Holy Spirit. I said, does this sound great to you? Is this possible? This is, and she was like, yes, yes. Like, you know, like to her is very common and very, you know. So that for me, that was reassuring because it helped me grasp the testimony of it and how the Lord works, and to and that the Lord wanted that, wanted me to know that, and it was for me. And I believe there's some elements to the spiritual aspect that the Lord is taking you in and has for you that is part of your life that he wants you to receive. And to and so in order to do that, sometimes we have to, when it seems bigger than us or unique to us or different, however you want to describe that, unfamiliar, you know, that when we have others that we trust as a sounding board spiritually to show us this is true, then we receive it in a different way from the Lord as it's ours and it's our own. But he intended that all along for you that way. So praise be to God on your life.
Thank you.
Yeah, do you have any prayer requests, Stephanie?
For me, I just want to be faithful in like my prayer life. Like I just want to be a lot more thankful and praising, just because I feel like I naturally tend to be like I just become negative, so I just really have to like actively try and be more thankful about everything.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So Father, we just thank you for Stephanie, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for her faithfulness to you, God, and her prayer life, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you would cover that, Lord, and just for this place of gratitude and thankfulness in her heart, God. I pray that you would, by your wisdom and your guidance and your counsel and your influence, Lord, that you would guard her heart and mind in you, and that you would not only guard it, but guide it into the ways so that her lips and the meditation of her heart and lips would be pleasing to you, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you would teach her to be thankful as she's basically asking, Lord, and to show her what to thank you for, God, and to thank you out loud, Father. And we know, Lord, even in Philippians, it says, you know, well, and obviously we pray without ceasing, but in all things, God, that we pray with prayers, petitions, supplications, and thanksgivings, we let our requests be known to God. And then he guides our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So you can go back, Stephanie. I would even encourage you maybe go back to some of the patriarchs. Maybe you could just Google, like if you go on Bible.org, and you may already use this because I don't know if you're a student or not, but if you go on Bible.org, you can ask any question. And this is for anyone, really. This is a good resource, as I just recently learned of myself. So just Bible.org, it has a little slot there, like where you just can ask a question or you're searching something in the Bible. It will pull it up. So it's kind of like a Google for the Bible. And I would put in there like maybe the patriarchs' prayers and kind of see the format of how they prayed, because they were always thankful. There was something that they thanked God for, you know, even when they were processing things, there was always a form of gratitude or thankfulness there, and see how they expressed themselves and maybe like the pattern of how they prayed, if you will. So, yeah, anyways, I would encourage you there. And then also know, too, that like our thankfulness keeps us plugged into God. So just thanking him for whatever, like, thank you, Lord, my battery, there was enough battery on my phone to call into PGN tonight or whatever, you know, but just being thankful, to think, show, open your eyes to the thankfulness of God and thanking him. Literally, sometimes we have to hear it. I mean, I know I do too, hear it from my own mouth, you know, and it sets things, it sets my heart and my mind in the right place when I do that. So praise God for you. And we thank God for you, Stephanie, in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. God bless you.
You too.
Okay. You know what? I almost hung up on the wrong thing. Okay, I have one more caller. I almost hung up on my phone accidentally. That would have been awful. 828-989. Good evening. How am I speaking to you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Hi.
Good. Okay, I'm going to keep your phone line open because I just have a few minutes to pray. So thank you so much for waiting and joining us this evening. God bless you. So, Father.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you for Jennifer, God. We thank you, Lord, and just bring her to your altar, God, of grace, Lord, and of your goodness, Lord. We thank you for your mercy and your loving kindness and your steadfast ways over her life, Father God, in Jesus' name. So see, when I said steadfast, I seem like a circle, a circumference of him, of the steadfast ways of the Lord, a circumference of like surrounded you. So Father, I thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name, for hemming her in, for guarding her with your steadfast ways, God, in Jesus' name. And even like it's almost like a path, except it's a circle. So Father, I thank you, Lord, how you have established it, that you've placed her there, and we thank you, Lord, that she is standing, so your feet are secure, and there is a scripture, I think it's in Psalm 46, where it says, not the Psalm or Isaiah, but he doesn't cause our foot not to slip, fall, or stumble. So, Father, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, how you maybe like uniquely walks with you. Yeah, that is unique. So, Lord, we thank you for that. And you, and then I see, so when I said that, I also seen like a basketball court, and there's the center, like in the center there of the court, there's a center part where people stay within that center is the key. It's also called the key, I think, or something like that. So Lord, I thank you for just the placement that you have. There's something about that of being in the center is the key. There's like a key to that, and the placement on the court, or in the courts or something. There's something like parallel to that. So, Father, we thank you for that, God, and we just thank you for your unique way of how you speak and reveal and teach us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Did you have a prayer request real quick before we close?
No, that's fine. I'll just let you get on with your mind. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. God bless you. And stay tuned for Randy, and shalom to all of you in your homes. Bye-bye.